You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I want to dedicate this year today to a tremendous Gadol Hadorah, Talmud Chacham Mufak, that just passed away in our community a couple of days ago. I'm referring to our dear beloved Rav Kehler Zatzal, Harav Gaon Yehoshua ben Menachem Mendel Halevi, Zichrono Livracha. The passing away of this very unique Rav, in many respects, was for this community a tremendous tragedy. He was a person that was very involved in many different areas when it comes to rabbinical leadership in our community. He was the Rav of the Harbor View, Beis HaMedrash in Lawrence, former Rosh Mesifta Yeshiva Far Rockaway, a Maggid Shir of the Daf Yomi in Shari Tila for almost four decades. And he gave shurim all over. In fact, he gave shurim all over the world. Many times he went to different places, different countries, and he was asked to give shurim there at that point in time in Eretz Yisrael. When he went to Eretz Yisrael, he always was asking very yeshivas to give shurim for them when he was visiting Eretz Yisrael. Very popular person, very big Talmud Chacham. A posek, a manik. And what I want to do today is give you a personal perspective. I knew him for Kamat about 25 years plus. I dealt with him as a rav in the community. We're both rabbanim in the community. So you get to know somebody very well, working with them for such a long period of time. And I want to share with you some of my unquestionable insights to who he was and what he was, to give you an understanding of what we lost over here, and quite obviously a person that, when you try to analyze what he did, it should be an inspiration for others who want to go into the rabbinate to know what a rav is all about, to understand the role model example he presented and what people should take into consideration going into the work of Klei Kodesh. This past Sunday, when the Levaya took place in his Beis Medrash in Lawrence, most of the Maspidim were his children, his sons-in-law. He did have a cousin, Rav Willig, speak at the end, Rav Efrati, who is now the current new Rav of that Beis Medrash, also was the last Maspid. And what was interesting, when I listened to all the Hespedim this Sunday, which were very powerful Hespedim, is you heard how children, both sons and sons-in-law, portrayed a person on a level that only a mishpacha member would be able to really know. The anecdotes which they shared with us were very, very powerful. You're able to see the hashpah that he had on his nuclear family, the hashkafas atayra, the hashkafas olam that they have, their feelings of responsibility to what their avodas in this world are. You can see the hashpah he had on his family alone, the men, the women, grandchildren, and Baruch Hashem, him, v'tibod l'chaim, his wonderful Eishes Chaim, Chaya, the Rabbanis, Sarah Bela, Kalish, she's known by the name Beatrice as well. They raised a very, very incredible mishpacha, a mishpacha that really, when you look at it, for all the things that they do, they're involved with, it's a mishpacha that generates continual Kiddush Hashem every day of the year. There weren't too many Mamari Chazal that we use in these eulogies. As I mentioned, there were private anecdotes, which are very powerful. What I want to concentrate on today is to explain the essence of Rabbi Kalish based upon tremendous Mamari Chazal, which once you hear these Mamari Chazal, you'll understand the type of garva, the type of person Rav Kalish was. You'll have a better understanding why I said this was a tremendous loss to our community, to Klal Yisrael at large. But the only thing we can say is, as a benefit, is based upon his love he had for Klal Yisrael. We have a Melech Yosher and Shemaim now, going with Neida Kiseh HaKavayt. And I'm sure one of the major things he's begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu for is the ultimate Gula and Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, the ultimate redemption of Klal Yisrael, the removal of tzaris and pain from Amcha Beis Yisrael, from Klal Yisrael around the world, to help eradicate anti-Semitism, to once again reach all the brachos and all the various besuras tovas that Chazal say are going to take place, b'mayis HaMashiach. I'm sure he's making the argument, I'm sure he is basically being mespalel for all Achenu B'nai Yisrael, besides the tfilos, he's being mespalel and being mevakish on behalf of his personal family as well. I want to start off in my presentation here to mention that one thing that was not emphasized in the Hespedim on this past Sunday was the fact that at the end of his name, you have the fact that he was Halevi, came from Shevet Levi. And quite obviously, you know, there are a lot of people who are Levim in this world. But when it comes to Rabbi Kalish, that last phenomenon, that he was a member of the Levite Shvatim of Klal Yisrael, I personally feel is a major factor in describing the Hatzlach and Bracha that he had in his Avedis Hashem, in his Habatzis HaTorah, in the Hashpo he had upon other people. So listen closely as I start bringing forward some Amari Chazal, some Psukim from the Chumash, which I think once you hear them, you'll understand what I'm saying, that the fact he was a Levi, besides being everything else, is an incredible phenomenon when it comes to what he accomplished during his lifetime. When Moshe Rabbeinu was about to pass away in Zos HaBracha, the Torah lists the various brachos he gave to the various Shvatim. And when it came to Shevet Levi, I just want to quote some psukim over here. Ula Levi Omar, Tumecha v'urecha l'ish chasidecha. The Levi was known to have various types of specialties. Number one, the concept of Urim v'tumim, which meant the analysis and understanding and comprehension and application of halacha, urim v'tumim, in actuality, the beged that was the urim v'tumim was worn by the Kohen Gadol, who was a member of Shevet Levi, when the Levim had the Kohenim separated from them, but all of them were of Levite lineage. The Urim Tumim represented the Piske Halach of Klal Yisrael in all different areas of Halach and Hashkofeh. So Levi is known as being the Madrichim when it comes to Torah analysis and Torah application. L'ish Chasidecha mitzad sheni. We know for a fact that the Levim were involved in tremendous acts of Chesed, Tzedakah, and charity on behalf of their Achenu B'nai Yisrael. So Torah and Tzedakah and Chesed seem to be one of the major attributes of the Shevet the Levi itself. Furthermore, the Torah continues, Yarem Mishpatech Yaakov, Taras Yisrael, they're the ones who were charged with the mandate of teaching Klal Yisrael Kol HaTorah Kula, Piskei Halachos. This was their specialty, as we're going to see as Chazal describe it. And what's interesting and fascinating is that when you look at the leadership of Klal Yisrael at the time of Klal Yisrael being in the Midbar, three of the personalities, two men and one woman, all came from Shevet Levi. Moshe was from Shevet Levi. Aaron was surely from Shevet Levi. Then he was elevated to become not just a Levi, but to become the first Kohanim. And Miriam was Bas Levi, a daughter of a Levi. And these were three major spiritual personalities in whose chus Klal Yisrael had various types of benefits in the Midbar, the concept of the Ber Mayim and Schus of Miriam, the concept of Anani Kavit because of the Schuyos of Aaron HaKayan, the concept of the Mon because of the Schus of Moshe Rabbeinu. And these members of Shevet Levi were spiritual leadership for Klal Yisrael at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, at the time of Kabbalah Satera. So the Levim were very, very active in spiritual and national leadership at that specific point in time. the transmission of Torah, Torah Tzivul on Moshe, Marosha Kilas Yaakov. Moshe was the Mekabel HaTorah for Klal Yisrael, for all generations to come. In fact, the Ani Mamins, which the Rambam brought into Halachic and Hashkafic conscious of Klal Yisrael, the 13 Ani Mamins, the belief that the only Torah we have today that halachically emanated exclusively from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whose Torah is Netzach Netzachrim, a Torah that's Emes Lamita, Moshe Emes Torahsa Emes, this came from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's our Marash, it's our heritage. So this is what the Psukim say when it comes to the Levium and the Birchas Moshe made in Pasha's Seisa Bracha. What I want to, however, read to you now is what the Rambam does with this in two places in his Mishnah Torah, which normally is a place that the Rambam gives his Pisli Halachos on all of Kol HaTorah Kula, on all the areas of Halacha. But sometimes, when he feels it's important, he mentions certain Hashkafic concepts which he feels should be as important to us as the concept of the Halachos he paskins in his Mishnah Torah. At the end of Hilchas of Avodah Zarah Perek Aleph, where he talks about the fact that Avram Avinu was the first member of the progenitors of Klal Yisrael that were given missions in this world on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to teach Torah to his generation, to Mashpi as a spiritual mentor of the world at large at that point in time. He was called obviously Avraham. He was the person who was the father of the world when it comes to spirituality. Sarah was the one who was the woman queen of that time. Avram was the king, she was the queen when it came to spiritual hashva upon the world at large. Their mission of bringing people close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that mission that they were given, Avram and Sarah gave it over to Yitzchak, and quite obviously, and Rivka. Later on, that mission was given over by Yitzchak to Yaakov and his wives, Leah and Rachel, and ultimately the mission of continuing the legacy of Avram Visara was given over to the Yud Beis Shvatim that they should perpetuate it in their lifetime and give it to their children for all generations to come. The basic kernel of what basically the Avos Imos did is they demonstrated that the mission ultimately of Klal Yisrael is not only to be particulars, to be concerned with their own development of their own spirituality, their own personal elevation when it comes to Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem and Avedis Hashem, but we have to be also universalist, be concerned with the health and welfare of other people outside the nuclear family, be concerned with the health and welfare not only of the Jewish people, but the health and welfare of the world at large, as being quite obviously a person who is given that charge of making sure the world heads in the right direction when it comes to their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even as a non-Jew. By Zion Mrs. B'nai Noach, practically, hashkafically, to be Maman in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These missions and these specific activities were given over to all of the Avos and the Imos, and they actually performed these activities of Kiruv the entire lifetime that these Gedolim existed. What's interesting, however, that I want to point out is the Rambam tells us the following. That when it comes to giving over these Yesodos from Yaakov to his children, there's no question the Rambam says that Yaakovino taught all of his children the Yesodos of Hashkafa and Avedas Hashem, which Avram and Sarah started to perpetuate in this world. But then he makes an interesting comment. Of all the 12 children that emanated from him, Hivdal Levi, that he picked Levi as a special one of the 12 Shvatim, separated him, Uminuhu, and he gave him a special appointment. At this point in time, of all his children, as great as they were, he made him Rosh, the spiritual mentor of the Mishpacha, Hoshivi, B'Yeshiva, he gave him a job that he's going to be the Rosh Yeshiva of his specific Mishpacha, of his specific Tekufa in time, L'Lame Derech Hashem, to teach the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lishma Mitzvahs Avram, do whatever Avram did in Avedas Hashem to make sure that the Mishpach and others continue the legacy of Avram Avinu, Vitziva Ezbanov, And he gave a command to his children, Shalo Yafsiku B'nei Levi, that the B'nei Levi should be ones to continually make sure, Mamuna Achamuno, that they'll have the spiritual leadership of Klal Yisrael when it comes to Habatzis HaTorah, when it comes to Piskei Halachas as it relates to Torah, Limud Torah, Kedei Shalo Yishtacha Kalibud, in order that the learning of Torah and what it teaches us should not in any way be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. The legacy demand upon Shevet Levi was to perpetuate the legacy of Torah knowledge, its understanding, its comprehension, its performance in all generations to come. And this is what the Rambam teaches us in the halachas of Avodas Chachamim when it comes to the early mission of Levi going back to the time of antiquity. So Levi became a spiritual leader before Matan Torah, before we Mekabel Torah in Har Sinai. This happened early in the Tekufa, the development of the Avos V'Imos, during the Tekufa of Yaakov Avinu. Levi was made that type of personality with that type of responsibility going back to the very beginning of the ultimate creation of Klal Yisrael, starting with Avram and Sarah. But Rambam, however, doesn't stop over there. If I skip now to the halachas of Shemitah V'Yovel, the Rambam even fills this out a little more. He points out, why is it that Levi did not have given to him an official nachla in Eretz when it comes to a portion of the land? It seems he was going to be supported by Klaus over the various matanos that are given to the Kuna and the Levium, but he wasn't given a nachla. He wasn't involved in developing the real estate of Klaus in Eretz Israel. What was his purpose? So listen to what the Rambam says over here. Menesha Huvdal, when it comes to Levi, he was separated by Hashem, Lavodes Hashem, to worship Hashem, L'shasa, to service Hashem, L'horos, D'rachiv HaYesharim, to teach the proper ethical ways of conduct, U'mishpativ, and the halachic directives of the Torah, HaTzadikim L'rabim, that these righteous precepts and concepts should be taught to Klal Yisrael, Shenemar. And he quotes the pasuk from Zeisa Bracha, Yoreh Mishpatecha L'Yakov V'Toraska L'Yisrael. So that pasuk, which I mentioned before, is highlighted by the Rambam. This was the tachlis of Shevet Levi, L'chol HaDarais. Therefore, Hivdilo Medache Olam, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, don't be involved in the normal activities of world activities, secular activities. Don't be involved, Shevet Levi, since you have a spiritual mission. Be involved in real estate or agriculture or other stuff involving the materialism of this world. You have to, quite obviously, be involved in the development of spirituality and the teaching of spirituality and the impact of spirituality that is impact upon Klal Yisrael. And they are therefore called Shevet Levi, Chel Hashem, Hashem's army. Baruch Hashem Chelo, Hashem blesses them. And he makes sure that Shevet Levi have a way of getting their panos and doing their Avedas Hashem. They don't have to be involved in secular activities to accomplish that Veda. What's that is interesting is that he points out that this concept, this Tzura of Shevet Levi, means what do you have to be to do such? You have to be a person who in this world has an Adivas Ruch, a desire that you want to dedicate yourself to spiritual activities, the way you think, the way you act, to stand in front of Hashem, la'avdo, to do avedas Hashem, la'deas Hashem, to develop an awareness and understanding of Hashem on a very high level, halach yasha, to work with yashrus in the world, and potach mi'al tzavaro, you take away from your responsibility, the cheshbonos harabim shebikshu min adam, the normal phenomenon that the world at large are involved with, the human experiences of life, that should not be what Levi is involved with. When a person does this, the Rambam says, Azarin is Kaddish, Kaddish, Egadashim. He becomes sanctified of sanctified when it comes to a human being. Yashem Chelk, Hashem is your portion, Achlaso, La'olam, La'va'ed, forever. Hashem Nos Chelki, Kosi, Atogon, Tomech Garali. Hashem makes sure the Levim are taken care of because they're busy taking care of Hashem's, taking care of Klal Yisrael spiritually. Hashem will take care of them to make sure they have what they need, panosa, to be able to service Klal Yisrael. These are two descriptions that the Rambam gives when it comes to how important Shevet Levi was from the beginning history of Klal Yisrael until the present Tekufa in which we live. What is interesting is therefore from this we see that Levi was given a special koyach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu going back to the time of Yaakov and his children. I want to point out to you a very interesting concept mentioned by Rav Chaim Volozhin. Rav Chaim Volozhin points out that all the Gedolim are called Avos when it comes to the forefathers of Klal Yisrael. What's the Pshat Avos, their forefathers? So says Rav Chaim Volozhin in his Pirush to Pirkei Avos, that what an Av does is the Av has the ability to pass over his genetics to his children, his grandchildren, to the end of days. Listen there. Physical genetics that people have in their chromosomes, qualities, characteristics, which were able to pass over genetically from generation to generation. But a Chazal point out, there's not only physical genetics we transfer to later generations, there are spiritual genetics that we give over to our children. Everybody is born with a Tzelem Elokim, but what you do with that Tzelem Elokim and how you use that Tzelem Elokim develops for you unique spiritual genetics. And therefore, says Rav Chaim Volozhin, when it came to the Avos, if Avram gave us a Mesorah of his spiritual genetics, and Yitzhak gave us of his, and Yaakov gave it of his, and all the Shvatim gave it of their spiritual genetics, then surely Levi had certain spiritual genetics he transferred to all generations of his children from the Shevet Levi up to the end of time. And even these genetics, these spiritual genetics, serve as the way of the Shevet Levi in the future, following in these spiritual genetics of their Mishpacha of antiquity and following the Mesorahs given to them by Yerusha through the spiritual genetics transferred from generation to generation. The Rambam, quite obviously, in defining what a Levi is supposed to do from time of antiquity, is therefore highlighting what these spiritual genetics are that were given by Yerusha from Levi to all the future members of Klal Yisrael who come from Shevet Levi itself. Another point I want to mention before I get to Rav Kalish personally is another thing. Chazal point out that when Klal Yisrael became Klal Yisrael, there were two brisim, two covenants we had with Hashem. One's called the Bris Avos, which was made with the Avos and the Rabbeinu Shalom in the Tekufa Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. The other concept is the Bris of Kabbalah Satara we had at Har Sinai. It's called the Bris of Kabbalah Satara, the Bris of Torah. The Bris of Torah, I don't have to go into about Riches because most people understand what the Bris of the Torah is, to learn the Torah, to practice the Torah, to share the Torah with others. What's the concept of the Bris Avos? So Chazal point out, if you look very carefully in Sefer Bereishis, the major theme of the Sefer is not mitzvos, per se, the very few mitzvos contained in Sefer Bereishis, but what you do see is the hashkafas, the ideologies that were expressed by the Avos Olam, by Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, them and their wives, and the Mishpacha. You see the hashkafas of the Avos being portrayed in Sefer Bereishis. You see the Darchei Chaim, the way they live their lives, and the various Midas Tovos, how they live, their personality attributes, how they dealt with other human beings in the course of their existence in this world at large. And for that reason, the Ramban and many other Rishonim point out that if you want to know what is the theme of Sefer Bereishis, the famous quote that the Ramban is quoted saying is, the Maisa Avos Simila Banim, the way the Avos and their wives conducted themselves in their relationship between themselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bein Adam L'Makom, and the way they conducted themselves, Bein Adam L'Chaver, the way they interacted with other fellow human beings they dealt with in society, we're supposed to use that as a playbook to basically try to make sure that we follow their darachim, all the positive things they did, try to take their hashkafas, their role model example, and incorporate that into our lifestyle, the way we conduct ourselves. And therefore, the Mais Avos is a siman to all Klal Yisrael in the future. What should be the format of Klal Yisrael's activities? Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. In fact, The Netziv says that one of the names given to Sefer Bereishis is Sefer Yesharim, the book of Yashrus, of straight, of correct straightness and interaction on an ethical, moral level between yourselves and other members of mankind, whether they're Jewish or non-Jewish. You see how you interact, how you're concerned with what's happening around you. And therefore, all the other Zemos were personifications of Yashrus, being Yesharim between themselves and everybody they dealt with in this world. Besides that, we see in Pashas Chayesar, this week's Pashas HaShavua, that when it came to Elazar having the mission to find a Shidduch for Avram's son for Yitzchak, the most important thing that Elazar looked for, besides her being a woman that has Chachma, knowledge, and intellectual personality, is her Midas Tevis. What Midas Tevis did she have? Was she a Balas Chesed? Did she have concern and love for human beings? Concern and love even for members of the animal kingdom? Rachma v'kol masav. Who was she? And when he found that Rivka fit this specific model, that's the one he chose to bring back as the Basher Shidduch for Yitzchak Avinu. And in the fact, when she was brought back, Yitzchak, when he saw how she followed the derech of Torah when it comes to observance of Torah being meticulous, and likewise her acts of chesed and tzedakah between herself and other fellow human beings, when he saw what she did when she came into the tent of Sarah, that the brachas that Sarah saw during her lifetime, of the bracha nimsa be'isa, that her bread stayed fresh the entire time she was feeding people with it the whole week. In her tent, you had the fact in there, Dalek Ma'arashav Lera Shabbos, there was candles lit representing Hashem Shechina continually being there. The concept of Ner Mitzvah Torah, the concept of Arat Torah, was brought into the tent of Sar once again. He saw Hashem gave that tent an Anai covered on top, showing Hashem wanted the Shechina to be in the tent that was first inhabited by Sarah, now by Rivka Imenu. There was spirituality over here. The Avos always prefaced that the Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. A person has to first be a Baal Derech Eretz before you become a Baal Torah. So even when you become a Baal Torah, the Torah that you use is Torah as Chesed, Al-Lashona, Torah of Chesed, the way you deal with people, the way you deal and interact with society at large. This was a major concept of Hashkafas HaTorah, that the concept of the Bris of Avos, which is the concept of Midas Tovos, of Hashkafas Tovos, the concept of emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doing the acts of Chesed and Tzedakah Hashem does in this world, to emulate this and to translate that into my interaction between myself and mankind that I'm dealing with each and every day. The Avos took this very seriously. So the Book of Bereishis is the book of Derech Eretz, of Midas Tovos, Hashkafas Tovos. And when we come to Sefer Shmos, we then come on to the halachic dimension of the Bris of Torah, which is the Bris of Kabbalah's Torah, learning all of the Torah, being the Ayin of the Torah, coming to the knowledge and observance of Tadyag Mitzvahs. It comes in a specific Seder, but this is the Hagdama of what I want to give before I come to Rav Kalish Latzal. When it comes to Rav Kalish, and you look at these Mamari Chazal, I say without any question, he was an incredible personification. If every one of the Mamari Chazal that I mentioned over here, the Psukim in Parshas Zayis HaBrach when it comes to Levi, the Mamari Chazal mentioned by the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah about being the Rosh Yeshiva and the spiritual manig of Klal Yisrael, going back to the time of Yaakov Avinu, who is given that job for all generations to come, the concepts of the exclusivity of being involved in Dvar Meshev Kedusha's entire life, not being involved in the vanities and the cheshbonos that many people are involved with in this world of Hevel. He was involved in Dvar Meshev Kedusha. And therefore, when you look at his life, let's analyze for a minute the job of learning Torah and teaching Torah. I've been teaching Torah my entire life, been involved in Klei Kodesh, but there aren't too many people, even those like myself who teach Daf Yomi, and I've been doing it for many, many cycles, five cycles, that can say that they have gone through the entire Shas 40 times, learning the entire Shas every year for 40 years straight. There aren't too many people that can basically have that as part of their resume. But Rav Kehle Zatzal was a consummate masmit when it came to learning Torah. As we heard at Sunday at the Hesped, from a very early age in his teenage years, he already decided he wanted to specialize in Torah, become a gadol b'Yisrael, to master Shas. And that's what he put his keches to. And for the rest of his life, those keches he put in his early years, going from high school, going then to the Masiftos, learning Meir Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, later on learning in Beis Medrash Gadol in Lakewood, he was able to develop an ability to become a Baki in the entire Shas and have the physical and mental capacity to be able, once he became a master of all of Shas, to finish the Shas not only in 7 years teaching Daf Yomi, which he did, but to chazer over the entire Shas from beginning to end every year, making a siyum on Shas every year. This is a unique feat that only people who are Gedolei Hador are able to do. But he did it. And what's interesting is you would not know this fact unless you did a little research. Never bragged about it, never discussed it. One thing I will tell you, no matter where I met Rav Kalish, he was always sitting with a Sefer, specifically Gemara, doing the Gemaras of that day, chazering over Shas. Even when he was at a chuppah, the lights were shut off, he had a little flashlight. He was able to look at the text to make sure it wouldn't be mavatl him from doing his chazara he did of Shas Kol HaShana Kula. Sitting at the table, besides dancing with the chassan and everything else, when he finished all Bima Sameach the chassan, he then went and he was sitting at the tables, also going through Shas. In the last part of his years, he told me he wanted to make a chiddush. And what's the chiddush? Instead of just chazaring over Shas, he had a little book with him, in which he says, I want to write a chiddush, a ha'ara, on every blot of Shas that I learned this year. And before he passed away, he produced the Sefer, which he has his ha'aros on every blot of Shas Bavli from the beginning to end, a unique feat that not too many people were able to do in their lifetime. So we should be able to share his ha'aras and kol ha'teira kula of all of Shas Bavli for generations to come by the Sefer he left behind, which quite obviously has been printed, has been published, was mentioned in Levaya this past Sunday. He was a person not only that wanted to learn Torah himself, but wanted to share his Torah and his Chidushim with others. And Baruch Hashem, we have a Sefer he left behind, giving us his Chidushim on all of Shas Bavli from beginning to end. What is interesting about Rav Kalish in his kishronus and his capabilities is the Gemara in Masechtas Harias has a machlokes over there, the two types of Talmidei Chachamim. One is called a Sinai, a person who knows all the texts of Kol HaTorah Kula from beginning to end, Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebaalpeh. They're a Sinai, they're a walking oitzer of Kol HaTorah Kula, of all the Mekoros. But there are also Chachamim, Tamichu, who are Okeharim, very sharp minds, who are Mechadish Chidushim in what they learn. They're called Okeharim, uprooters of mountains, tremendous Chidushi Torah, they're able to articulate. It seems that the Gemara points out that some Chachamim are called Sinais, tremendous Bekiyos. Some Chachamim are specialized in Okeharim, tremendous Mechadish Chidushim. But you don't always have one person possessing both. Rav Kalish, without any question in anybody's mind, based upon the thousands and thousands and thousands of shiurim that he gave during the years that he existed on the face of this earth, he was, Baruch Hashem, blessed by Hashem, not only to be a Sinai, to know all the text of Torah Shebaal Peh with Torah Shebiksav, not only do you have the knowledge of knowing those texts and their interpretations, but he was an Oikah Harem, he was an incredible Lamdin, a tremendous Mechadesh. In fact, the book I mentioned before that he wrote were his Chidushim on the Shas he knew almost Baal Peh. He wanted to have his Chidushim to show not only does he know what the words mean and know the basic Shakla Vitari in the Gemara, even Baal Peh, but he was Mechadesh in them. And he had a lot of questions on Gedolei HaOlam, who wrote Chidushim on Shas, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Simcha of Davinsk, the Chafetz Chaim. I mean, you go down the Pnei Yeshua, he was a person involved in knowing all the lumdis that was said by others when it comes to interpreting the Shas that he taught and he learned. And he had kashas and questions that he wanted to understand when it comes to their perspective in interpreting that Blat Gemara. One of the Gedolim who amaspid him this past Sunday says something quite interesting, that when he goes to Shemayim and he goes to the Beis HaMedrash Shemayla, and he's going to meet Baruch Shem, the Tzaddikim, and the Gedolei HaTorah from all generations going back to time of antiquity. Now, when he's up there, in that Beis HaMedrash Shemayla, he's going to have the ability to ask the questions to the Gedolim whose works he questioned when he's here on this earth. He had a problem with the Ketzais HaChayshin, he's going to have the Ketzais explain to him what he meant. He'll talk to the Chafetz Chaim. He'll talk to Rabbi Kiva Eger. And all the other Gedolim whose Svarim he learned as he mastered Kol HaTorah Kula. This was his personality. When it comes to Torah, Kula Kadosh, his mind was set aside. Honestly, that since he was a Rav, besides being a Rosh Yeshiva, besides being a Magid Shir, and we know for a fact he was very, very involved when it comes to being a person who you're able to speak to be a person who's a spiritual mentor, a person who was a pastoral Rav. You sometimes wonder with a person who is so busy running to people's simchis, besides chasanis, bar mitzvahs, and barisim, pinyon habens, being very involved with the members of his community, Yeshua, and the community at large, you sometimes wonder, when did he have time during the day, besides all the other stuff that he did, besides his regular shiurim, to be able to chaz over Shas every year, even though every other minute seemed to be taken up. This is something l'mayla m'derech hateva that he had the unique ability with siyata d'shmaya to do, but Baruch Hashem, he accomplished it. Something that should be the envy of every other rav on the face of this earth. If you put your mind to do something and you're really a masmid, you can do both. You can do your avedas ha-learning, and the avoid of taking a class simultaneously if you properly allocate your time and don't waste time. He produced thousands, maybe tens of thousands of students over the years. He was Marbitz Torah. He was Lilmod Amanas Lalamed Lasos. The Gedolei HaRosh Yeshiva around the world recognized what a Gadol B'Torah he was, and they love speaking to him when it comes to Torah, etc., etc. He was a Baal Midas Tovis par excellence. He was a Baal Musar. He taught Musar. But he lived a life of Musar. Chazal say, Halachta B'Derach, we're supposed to bring ourselves up and model ourselves after the divine attributes of the Midas Tovis that Hashem presents to us in the Torah text from beginning to end. Yugam Midas of Rachamim and Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halachta b'darach, we have to basically model ourselves after Hashem and do acts of chesed v'tzedakah. He was a role model when it came to this. And therefore, because of his knowledge of Torah and because of his personality having such midas tovos, you have a keem of a pasuk we find in Tanakh. Ki sifsei koin yishmu das v'toyev akshem v'piyu kamalach Hashem savakasu. The Sifsei Kohen, which were the elite of the Shevet Levi, they're the ones who preserved the knowledge of Kula Teda Kula. They're the ones who taught his Torah. But then the Pasuk ends, Ki Malach Hashem Tzavaka, so he's like a Malach. The Gemara is Medayik on this Pasuk, that in order for Rebbe to be a Baal Mashpia, his intellectual knowledge of Kula Teda Kula isn't sufficient. He has to be a Daimil Malach Hashem Tzavaka. He has to be angelic in his personality traits, in the way he deals between Beino Levein Chaveiro. He has to be a spiritual person, a Baal Musar, so people can use him as a role model. There's no question that Rav Kehle Zatzal was Daima L'malach Hashem Tzavakais. People love learning from him. People ran to his shiurim, shiurim for men, shiurim for women. He gave to whoever wanted to hear his Torah. He shared his Torah. And people loved being with him because how friendly, how sociable, how warm he was. Everybody who met with him and knew him, became friends with him. They felt as if they became members of his mishpacha. That's the type of avas habrios that resonated, that came from him, that literally filled the entire environment that he was involved with. He was a very, very incredible person. But I'll tell you, one of the midos that to this day is still very, very, I would say very starkly embedded in my mind, is his nivus, his humility. Chazal said, when it comes to Kodesh Baruch Hu, b'mokim gudulaso shama v'zunaso, when Hashem's godless, Hashem also demonstrated to us in the Torah the concept of anivus. He was the personification of an anav. You would not know what he accomplished in this world, in his spiritual knowledge of kula teri kula, as being a sin o'kaharim, unless you heard from others who heard his shiurim, or maybe you had a discussion in Torah with him, and you were able to see how vast his knowledge of Torah was. He was an anav par excellence. He, together with his Eishes Chayil, were able to be role models in their community. He and, as I'm quoting about the Bagel Chaim, his wonderful Eishes Chayil, Sarah Bela, were able to raise a Mishpacha Mufu'eres of men and women, sons-in-law, daughters-in-law, a family that I can say without a question. Kulam, Abayis Nemen B'Yisrael, Kulam Etzayonim B'Torah V'Yerushamayim, totally involved in Torah Yerushamayim, the children, the sons-in-law, and the daughters-in-law, besides his sons and daughters, the grandchildren, the grandsons, the granddaughters. You can see by the way the eulogies they made concerning their Tata this past Sunday, the impact he had upon them when it comes to the emesdik of pure hashkafas atera that emanated from their mouths, teaching us in the audience what hashkafas atera he taught them, what they wanted to share with us at this Levaya to portray who their Tata was, who their father was, who their shver was, the interaction and impact he had upon every member of the family, even the Einiklach, the Ir Einiklach, had a personal kesher with their Zaydi, their Alta Zaydi, an incredible kesher. Not all people who are involved the way he was involved in Avedas Hashem, in the Kehillah at large, running a big shul, being a Gvaldik Magid Shirin Yeshiva, taking involvement in all different types of communal shalos and problems that come up, involved in Avedas HaKahal, in his personal relationship with people, dealing with them on a level of dealing as a pastor, answering their shalos and trying to resolve problems. He was all over. But despite being all over and involved in his own scholarship of learning Torah, it seems he was able to carve out enough time that every member of his mishpacha felt a personal kesher with him. I'll be honest with you, being in the field for so many years, it's not easy for Rabban always to be able to be involved with their family, since they're so involved continuously with their Avedas HaKadosh L'Shem Shemayim in the field. Many times the family is mocho, let my tata do what he has to do for Klal Yisrael. Many times the Rebbetzin says to a husband, you just go sit and learn and pask in shelos and deal with the kalklal. But he did not let that happen. Even when he was involved in all that he did, his wife was an equal partner with him. She was involved as his Ezer Kenegdo, in his Avedas Hashem, besides the Avedas advice of taking care of the Mishpacha. He was involved to make sure that his kids did not feel that they were ignored by that Tata. He was concerned with their spiritual development, their Torah development, their Midas development. It's simply an amazing phenomenon when you look at what he was able to accomplish in his life in this world. And it's something that's very enviable, something that you have some Musa Shmuz to us, that we shouldn't be Lamed Schus for ourselves to exempt ourselves from this and that. Here we see there's a Mischayiv. If he was able to do it, why can't we do it, to be involved with our Mishpachos? Even though we're involved with Avedas HaKodesh as Rabbanim and Manhigim and Torah scholars and Rosh Yeshivas in society at large. when it comes to his essence, you were able to see his Avat Hashem, his Mesiris Nefesh, B'chol Nafshecha, all the acts that he did when it came to his love of HaKadosh Baruch on the highest levels, conceptual, practical levels. His Avas HaTorah I just mentioned over the last couple of minutes. Every minute that he was able to learn, he was not mevatel, and he spent the time mastering Kol HaTorah Kula. He could go through a text hundreds of times and want to go through it again. We were told on this past Sunday, even though he did all of Shas 40 times, there's some special Mesechlis that he learned, Mesechlis Beya. He went through it 100 times, and every time he learned it through, it was the first time he ever went through it. There was a freshness and excitement in learning the Dvar Hashem contained in Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebapeh. Endless Avas HaTorah, Avas HaBrios, as I mentioned, his love, not only of his family, his nuclear family, the love of human beings that came into his Dalai Lamos, his love with people in society, his concern to be involved not only in the simchas of Klal Yisrael, but to be concerned to be involved in the pain that Klal Yisrael is suffering. His mishpacha pointed out the amount of pain he had when it came to the Muhammad taking place in Eretz Yisrael, the pain of the soldiers Nebuch were losing in this milchama, the young soldiers, Nebuch, the Amonis and the Yisamites. He couldn't sleep at night. It bothered him. What's going on over here? Achenu b'nei Yisrael and Esat Sara, not knowing when the next missile attack is going to take place. He had incredible Avas HaBrios. It's only very rare that Gedolei Hadar have the time and capacity, besides everything they're doing, to even have time to be involved in such a level that you emotionally feel the pain and anguish of every member of Klal Yisrael that's taking place around the world. But he had that ability, Baruch Hashem. He had an incredible Ava for Eretz Yisrael, a love for Eretz Yisrael. He realized that this is the Makom Hashem gave Klal Yisrael as a Makom in this world. It's not just the national home of Klal Yisrael, but this is the Makom Hashem wanted Jews to be. Whenever he was able to leave America from his responsibilities over here, he was involved in traveling the world. He came to Eretz Yisrael to come to live in Eretz Yisrael, to learn in Eretz Yisrael, to help Eretz Yisrael, to help Klal Yisrael when he was here. I had the pleasure, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, he was in Eretz Yisrael, we used to get together, schmooze, and go places together. He was a very, very down-to-earth human being. I mean, he would come to sometimes to pick up me and my rabbits and take us to go out to a restaurant to talk and to eat and to be able to have a schmooze together in a very personal way. You felt total humility on his part. Of course, we got involved in Torah discussions when we were having our Suda, but nevertheless, he was an incredible, personable individual. You felt his love, his compassion, his concern for you. There's no question we're now in an Esat Zara. There's no question we need Tzadikim and Tzidkaniyos who go to Olam HaEmes at this point in time to pray on behalf of Klal Yisrael, who they left behind, who realize the current matzav of what's taking place. And therefore, the bakashas we're going to make now are the following. He just left us a couple of days ago. He ascended by being buried in Eretz Yisrael, one of the very, very magnificent Bati Kavaris over there in Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. He's now in a makam that's under the Kisei HaKavod of HaKadosh Baruch on the face of this earth. The Kisei HaKavod and the Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaMidrash Shamayla are above specifically what's taking place in Arzein HaKadosh in Eretz Yisrael. He's in a unique position now to have his Helig and Neshama to go in front of Bezdin Shlomalak, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Mispalel, that Hashem should send Baracha v'Hatzlacha, not only to his Mishpacha, but to the entire membership of Klal Yisrael around the world, to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take away all the adversaries we have in this world, or the Sony Israel, the rise of anti-Semitism and the persecution of Jews, the Shibet HaMalchius, to be able to have this removed from Klal Yisrael's back, as Chazal says, is going to take place when it comes to the Tkufa of the Mashiach, to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Mashiach should come quickly, to redeem Klal Yisrael, both in Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael around the world at large, to have the brachos of Yemos HaMashiach to take place, a time of peace, a pion of spiritual and physical growth for Klal Yisrael, Kibbutz Galus, the ability to have Tchis HaMesim to take place and the reunion to take place between all the tzaddikim, tzidkonios of all the generations that come back and be reunited with the rest of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, to be able to see the building of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, and to be able to see the ultimate Shechinas Hashem on the intense level you're able to see and experience when we have the Gula period takes place. We have an incredible tzaddik over here going up, tzaddik Yisrael Olam, who's now coming to represent Klal Yisrael at large, who knows on a personal level what has happened to Klal Yisrael and the nesionis we have, being in the rabbinate on the level that he was. He knows that tzaras that face every common man. Let him be our shliach hatzibur in Shemayim and be able to be inspired to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on behalf of Klal Yisrael together with our own tefillahs, that he should join with his tefillahs above and our tefillahs below. Tzadik Beis Hashem Mekayim applies not only to tzadikim in this world, but tzadikim even in Olam HaEmes. We should be zeicha, hopefully speaking, for the tekufa b'mheri b'meina, where we'll see all the brachas and all the haftachas of the Torah come to fruition. Amir Hashem, as the children said in the Hespedim on this past Sunday, we believe in Techiyas HaMeisim, and one day there'll be a reunion between Rav Kalish and his Mishpach and Klal Yisrael and all the other tzaddikim and tzidkonios of all the generations, the Halak of Jews that lived a life of Kiddush Hashem and died a life of Kiddush Hashem. They're all going to come back to be reunited with the Mishpachos. Let's hope and pray we'll be Zochet to see that. V'karab Yemeinu, Amen V'Amen. Shei Zichro Baruch, his memory, what he did, what he accomplished in this world, should be a source of blessing to each and every one of us, and should inspire us to try to emulate all the things I mentioned today about him, both in Torah, observance in Torah learning, and acts of chesed v'tzedakah. Let's hope and pray, Amir Hashem, as Chazal say, Siyam b'mishpat tipada v'shaveh v'tzedakah. Seeing will undergo redemption by people becoming more meticulous in learning Torah and practicing Torah, and acts of Shavuot B'Tzedakah, by Tzedakah and Chesed being done. That's the major conduit for the Yeshuos and for the ultimate Gulas to take place. Amen v'Amen. Shei Zichro Baruch. Let's hope and pray we can talk about happy events in the coming weeks, in the coming months, in the coming years.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.